This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
Hey, Adam, do you reckon I could pull off being a Hollywood actress on NCIS LA?
Well, G-string, on the days you're not the half-dead, yeah, maybe. But, you know, you're always bordering on bad behaviour.
Well, if I ever did, I'd need to get on the highway, go to the rider country and get myself the Hollywood survival guide.
I think it's time to unleash the dark power and cross the red line to seize that window of opportunity.
Well, if you're breeding in captivity and a sleeper in the iron sky, make sure you chuck out your snitch and watch some Scooby-Doo.
I think it's time for some tender chemistry here on Rise Up. Leave the boys' place and stop playing the victim.
All lies on me. Let's open the gates. Please welcome Kim Jackson.
Hello.
Kim, welcome. Thank you for joining us for breakfast. I know it's like an hour behind where you are, so thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. That was very well done.
Thank you. We thought as a writer you might appreciate that.
No one else will understand it, but I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Does that take you back over the past couple of years?
Yeah, it really does, actually. I was actually just sitting here kind of writing down a few of the films I've done so I could, like, make sure people know to watch them, and you've just mentioned all of them, so because I can never remember the name.
One step ahead of you. Now, Kim, you've got quite a few hats that you wear. You play author, you play actress, you do all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Tell us, what's it been like over in LA? You seem to travel a lot.
I do get on a lot of airplanes. Actually, my dog, who I found on the street about a year and a half ago, doesn't really know that I'm its mother. She just thinks that I'm a person that comes around every now and again. I've spent probably half my time overseas in the past year or so. I think I went to Africa, Australia a couple of times, and New Orleans quite a lot, and just different cities, London, Europe, I don't know, wherever they send me, really.
You have to pull out your passport and have a look and go, oh, was I really there? Oh, okay.
I do sometimes. I actually always ask for the stamp because they don't give you the stamps anymore. They don't care. And I'm
really?
Like, no, please stamp it or I'll forget where I've been. I need the stamp.
Speaking of all that travel, the first time I actually saw you, Kim, is when you played a character on Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo features one of my first boy crushes, Freddie Prinze Jr. Is he really that cute in real life?
Yeah, he is. He actually is. But his girlfriend, I think, at the time was on set. I think she was in the film. And so it was sort of hard. Anytime he was talking to any of us girls, it was always, we sort of had to stay a little bit, keep a step back.
She's all right too, though, isn't she?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. Lovely girl.
And Kim, you're also an author. You've got quite a very talented lady. You're a writer too. What was it like writing the Hollywood Survival Guide? Has it kind of helped you in your journey too?
Yeah, it really has. Because as I'm reading it, you know, doing the edits, I think, oh, wow, I need to do that thing that I just told everyone to do. I'm not, and that's bad. But it's, you know, it's that kind of thing where you, like, you'll be sitting giving a friend of yours dating advice or something, and then you'll suddenly realize, oh, crap, like, darn, I need to do that exact thing. So I'm finding myself to be a little more organized now and hopefully a little more professional.
Well, I found the times that I've gone to LA, Americans seem to love the Aussie accent. Do you get that quite a lot in your auditions and your dealings?
Yeah, it was about 6 years ago. I started sounding a little more American, and I actually made a goal of like hanging out with more Aussies so I wouldn't lose my accent. That's the only reason I hang out with any of my Australian friends, not because they're really awesome and heaps of fun. But there's a crew of about 200 of us out there that all sort of go to different parties and events and watch. We all watch movies together. 20 or 30 times a year with this organisation, Australians in Film. So we see a lot of each other, but people love the Aussie accent, so I work really hard to keep it.
And you seem to be quite, you're over in Queensland kind of, you know, getting in touch with your roots. You're trying to keep that accent alive.
Yeah, big time. And definitely, Queensland's the place to keep an Australian accent, by the way, on a side note. I just went out to Perth to visit my sister, and now I'm in Queensland. I'm at my mum's house right now, and I'm next week's dad's house. So, yeah, I'm just sort of bouncing around, hanging out with old friends.
You're doing the whole, you're at home with mum, and mum's like, what do you want for breakfast? And you're like, just make me whatever you used to make me.
Yeah,
anyway. That's a good thing. Mum's like, I'll make you breakfast. I'll clean your room. No, don't do your washing. You're on holidays, just relax. Oh, okay.
That's actually, sincerely, it sounds fake, but I've asked for bolognese. I think we've made bolognese maybe four nights a week every time I've been home at mum's place. I just, I can't make it like that myself.
Well, other than seeing your relatives and eventually hopping on a plane, I'm sure, Kim, what else have you got coming up for the rest of the year and 2014?
Oh, my gosh. Well, pilot season starts on the 8th of January. I do have pickups for The Half Dead, which is a film I shot last year. And at the moment, it's funny because we're sort of... You may have noticed I have a lot of indie film credits.
We did notice while writing the intro.
A lot of them are coming out, but the goal right now is to try to focus on only taking sort of the larger films and more of the larger TV roles. So I'm trying to just sort of take a step back from the movies at the moment, the indie films, and just kind of keep my schedule open for a bit of the bigger stuff. So at the moment, I don't have anything scheduled, which is very confusing for me. But my manager seems very happy about it, and we're just going to go into pilot season and try to focus on that.
Awesome. Well, Kim, there's still so much more we want to talk to you about. Will you stay with us?
Yeah, for sure.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
You definitely are. We've got the very beautiful LA / Australian / all over the world. If she was Pitbull, she'd be writing a song about this right about now. Kim Jackson on the line.
Actually, speaking of writing, Kim, can you actually hook us up with a song, given that you're such a good writer?
With a song?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I'll just throw one together right now.
Please do, no pressure. No pressure.
No, it's all good. No, yeah, singing, unfortunately, is not my forte. I have my roommate bans me from singing, if that's any indication.
Because you're that good, right?
It offends him how amazing my voice sounds. I'm pretty sure that's the theory.
Because I'm on Broadway and then you just break into song and he's like, oh my goodness, I'm not that good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm really starstruck because I grew up over the past 10 years loving NCIS, you know, the original one. And then NCIS LA came about. And you know when there's a spin-off, you're sort of like, oh, I don't really know how this will go down. But, I mean, the characters on there are so great. And you got to you're on two episodes of NCIS LA this year.
Yeah, I am.
Oh my goodness.
I had a great time. I was booked for one and then they invited me to come back and they made my role substantially bigger and they were very complimentary and it was a really nice experience. I got to tell you, every single cast member, every single series regular and all the producer and the director, they all walked around the table when everyone first arrives at every table read. They shake the hands of even the people that have one line. They go around, they introduce themselves and they say hi before they sit down to every single person. They're an amazing set to work on.
Don't know if I could keep my composure. Oh, yes, look, you know, Chris O'Donnell comes up and says, hi, I'm Chris. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I had that, what was it, Three Musketeers crush on him millions of times. Very tricky.
Actually, seeing as you give so many tips, like with the Hollywood Survival Guide, Kim, can you give me and Adam some tips? If we, like, you know, when we interview the really, really hot guests, the guys and girls, what's a good way to maintain your composure?
I would say start with giving them your phone number. Break down barriers. There's no confusion then.
Hi, Katy Perry. Lovely to meet you. Here's my number. Call me.
Yeah,
maybe.
Totes. Why not?
Oh, that's the wrong person, isn't it? Oh,
it is.
Kim, what's coming up for you? You said that you're doing a lot of post-production work. You've got The Half Dead coming up. Any big projects coming up for 2014? Or is there anything hush-hush that you're doing that you can't reveal?
Well, I have a film that's really important to me. I don't know if I'd call it a big... Actually, I have two films that are really important to me. One of them is with a Melbourne director called Lucien Simon. It's called Breeding in Captivity, and that should be coming out later on this year. And it's an independent film. I actually turned down a much bigger film to do it. It's a very, very important project about... you know, people at that 7-year itch point in their lives. We shot down in Tasmania for 5 weeks last year. And,
wow.
It should be out later on this year. It's got Christopher Brown and Ben Winspear. And there's another one that I did in
now
the
States. Sorry, when you say later out this year, you mean within the next 2 weeks? Because in 2 weeks, it all over, honey.
Absolutely. but then there's another one called Jonestown that I think I'll be travelling around a little bit because it's gotten into a few festivals. It's about the Jonestown killings that happened where Jim Jones poisoned the Kool-Aid of like 900 and something people. I play a reporter going in and helping make those events happen and trying to make them better, but not Not really doing that, obviously. It all didn't end very well.
Well, Kim, seems to be you're going to be a very busy lady on a jet plane, writing, acting, doing all sorts of things. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Absolute pleasure chatting to you.
Oh, thank you, guys. And if anyone is interested in the book, it's at thehollywoodsurvivalguide.com.
HollywoodSurvivalGuide.com. Make sure you check that out and grab a copy if you ever want to become an actress in LA. Here are some survival guide tips.
We'll be over there soon. We should get a copy of the book and put it to the test. We'll jump on a plane to LA and we'll put the book to a test and see how long it takes for us to get, you know, put next to Arnold Schwarzenegger or someone like that.
Hell yeah, do it.
And thanks for shouting us a trip to Tahiti, Kim. We really appreciate that.
Cheers, guys.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.